Case, you had that great drive that capped off with a touchdown, but what basically happened to the passing game tonight?
We just got a couple third and longs, dropped a couple third down conversions. They played a couple right coverages on our third downs, and then there at the end of the game, a forced one on the third down. So that's basically what happened in the passing game. We were trying to run the ball, control the clock most other downs, and got in some third down situations and had a couple drops and had a couple miscues and threw some bad balls.
Raise hand for questions.
Case, I know Coach said that this wasn't about him and his farewell, but how tough is it for you guys not to finish the way you guys wanted to for him?
Oh, it's tough. No, I mean, there's no doubt about it. We thank you all, and we thank our Texas fans for the way they sent him out. They treated him right tonight, and, you know, it's tough. We'd rather gone out with a win for sure, but we love the man. The man loves us. And inside that locker room, we know we fought for him. That's all that matters.
Jackson, we saw a bunch of the seniors loving up on him and Miss Sally as you guys were walking out. I mean, there were so many people that were emotional out there, but especially you guys, what was it like to at the end of the game?
Man, like Kay said, it's tough not to get a win for him. We love Coach Brown and Miss Sally, and I mean, she's like a second mom to us. She takes care of us when we're on trips and everything. And I mean, Coach Brown loves us, and he's never shy to show it that he loves us and that he cares about us other than football. And so it's tough to see him go. I mean, even though me and Case are moving on, I mean, we are Texas. And so, I mean, this is the place we want to come back to and see Coach Brown. But so it's going to be tough not having him there.
Coach, what's going through your over here? What's going through your mind right now?
Disappointed in the game. Guys played hard. We couldn't move the ball as well as we needed to, and the offensive guys tried it. Just didn't work. They did great on defense. Kicking game was pretty good. We didn't have problems with it, and that's something they've done really well. And defense played really well. So just disappointed, as hard as the guys tried with all the distractions and me being one of those distractions. They've done everything right for 2 weeks. They worked really hard in practice, and I thought they tried as hard as they could tonight. We played a really good football team. I thought that quarterback looked a lot like one I saw play for us a while back.
Coach, can you elaborate a little bit on the defense? You hold them to one touchdown, basically. Just elaborate a little bit on the play of the defense tonight.
Yeah, defense played great. Defense was disappointed in the one right before the half. That was a long one. And offensively, we're sitting there at 13-7 with the ball in our territory for two straight series and couldn't move it and couldn't score, so we could have actually been ahead at halftime. But to not be able to take advantage of that and then give the long drive right before the half was disappointing. But I also was proud of the way the kids fought the second half.
Coach, here in the back, how difficult have the last 2 weeks been on you, and what's going to be the most difficult part going forward, not being the head coach at Texas?
It is what it is, and you do what you got to do. So I've gone to work every day and done the same things I would have done regardless of the circumstances, and I really haven't thought much about tomorrow. Sally and I decided that we would do everything. We asked our assistant coaches and we asked the players to do everything they could do to help us win this football game, and we committed to them to do the same. So I'm proud of the coaches. They haven't been out looking for jobs and not showing up for meetings, and we didn't have anybody late. The guys were great. They did everything they could do. So everybody within this program did everything within the last 2 weeks that we would have done last year or the year before. And as far as the future, I hadn't gotten there yet.
Mac, as well as Malcolm did in the first half, was it just so much the game dictated you guys try to throw more in the third quarter?
Yes.
And kind of get away from that?
Yes. We were trying to win, not get yards.
Mac, as much as you were focused on this game and the outcome itself for the last couple of weeks, did anything hit you when you were walking out of the tunnel with Sally at the end there?
Yeah, I wish we'd won. It did 158 times we've won, it feels better than those others.
Has the reality of you not coaching sunk in yet, of you not having a team to coach tomorrow?
Probably not. I'll probably get up at 6 and be watching the video and worried about somebody. I told them to stay out of trouble tonight. I didn't need a call.
Jackson, just the past three games for you have just per- personally for you, you've done very well, and you sit in this, and just it kind of shows that you're, for a team, you still have that feeling of the loss there. But as you move on, you have that loyalty to that, and this being the last game at Texas, how do you take that for yourself into the next possibility of the next team? Is that something that transitions easy for you?
Well, I just use this as motivation. I mean, that's what I do. I use it as another chip on my shoulder and just go back to work. I might have played a good game, but when the team loses, I mean, your goal is to win, and so I'm not gonna feel happy about what I did. It's a team effort, and we needed to win the game.
Well, Mac, you've told us in the past that you're not one to reflect. I mean, because you're, you know, the next day type of guy. Will you allow yourself to reflect in these next few days about the last 16 seasons?
You know, Seth, I don't know. I've never been here before. So I know after I left North Carolina, I never looked back, never thought about any of those games. And since I've been here, I really haven't looked back because you want to be driven and look forward. And I don't know. That'll be something that I really do not see myself doing. But I also need to look at where we go next, what we do as a family. And that's something that we haven't taken much time to do. So we'll take some time off here and visit and talk and see where we go.
Hey, Malcolm, on the game, you had 102 yards by the end of the second quarter. Do you look and think, what happened, 132 yards? Why didn't the team take better advantage of it?
I mean, like Coach Brown said, we needed to try to score points. I mean, we needed to pass the ball more, and I'm not a receiver, so, I mean, you just can't keep running and trying to get yards. You know, you just got to put points on the board. At Oregon, offense was great, and their defense was great as well, and they were stopping us. We just couldn't get going.
Obviously, they put them all on the line of scrimmage to start the second half. I think Malcolm touched it the first two times, maybe the first three times of the second half, and they did a good job with that. And then we had to be more balanced. But I'm proud of Malcolm, 132 yards coming back home. He's had a great year, stayed healthy, and can't wait to see what the future brings for him.
Even with the tough year, you've talked all along about having kind of a soft spot for the senior class and everything that they've gone through. How do you see yourself sort of remembering this group as time goes on?
I told them in the dressing room, this will be one of the best senior classes we've ever had because they held a very tough situation together at 1-2. They've never wavered. They've always been positive. They've always led the team. When we've asked them to do something, they've always done it 100%, and that's including the last 2 weeks and tonight. So this will be a very successful senior class in their life when they get out of here.
Mac, what do all the tributes from the fans, the thank you Mac chants, the T-shirts, the signs, everybody cheering you and hugging you after the game, what does that mean to you?
Our fans have been great for 16 years. It's unbelievable. Sally and I can't even answer all the emails and texts and Facebook messages and tweets for the last 2 weeks. And it's just been it's been wonderful, but it's really been that way. You hear a lot of the negative stuff. I honestly have never had, and Sally's never had anything negative said to us in person since we've been here. Fans are wonderful. They were wonderful tonight. They've been wonderful on bad games. Sally and I have absolutely no regrets. We've had a wonderful 16 years. We're glad we came here. We've met so many great friends and had so many moments with these players and so many ex-players on that sideline tonight and in that dressing room. And those are the memories you have, what you might have meant in a young man's life. So it's been a wonderful 16 years. It's been a great ride. And now we've got to reassess and see where we're going and really want this bunch to have a lot of success moving forward. That's what I told the young ones in the dressing room is get better and let's get back to the top 10. Let's get back in that BCS mix next year because it'll be the first time we've ever had a playoff as such and Texas should be in that. And there's a lot of great young players coming back. So be new energy. Fans will be excited. You all will be excited. Be a new start. You all got tired of my stories and you got tired of my jokes, and very honestly, I got tired of some of yours. So it's good to have a new story to write about.